For my daughter, Amma, thank you for turning my Titanic around. There's something waiting for us at the edge of the woods, and it is our fate to meet it. Clarissa Pinkola Estes, Women Who Run With the Wolves. Prologue. "Please help me," I gasp, tears streaming down my 5-year-old face. My arms and legs thrashed against the murky pond water. I'm drowning. The adult I'd trusted to keep me safe had thrown me off the dock into the middle of the pond. Other kids in the ashram where I lived remained on the wooden platform, watching the gruesome scene play out, like a documentary film crew. My head bobbed under, pulled down by the weight of the water. My arms reached up, fighting back. I forced my face upward. A jolt of electricity ran up my spine. Breaking through the surface, the sun blinded me. My eyes turned toward the flesh-colored blur in front of me. "Help me!" I felt crazed, powerless. No matter my begging, my pleading, my tiny vulnerability, the man remained unmoved. He was cold, hard, silent stone. Hearing my cries, he only backed away, remaining always only slightly out of reach. White-hot lightning in my legs. Again, I reached. Again, he inched away. This would become familiar territory to me in my intimate and professional relationships as an adult, afraid my vulnerability would be used against me. How could I put my heart in someone's hands and trust they'd keep it safe? I knew instead that I would have to be hard. I would have to be prepared to fight. Back in the water, I was close enough to make a final desperate grab. I took a big breath, grasping, skin slipping against skin, my tiny body, head underwater, choking. I needed this man to save me from my fear, from this feeling. I needed him to take it all away. But he seemed to be enjoying this twisted game. I surrendered, went under. I'm dying. Suddenly, I was scooped up, lifted out of the water, safe in his arms. It was a test, and I'd passed. Big breath in. The world slowed, stopped spinning. My body flooded with sensations of anger, relief, and a swell of delight. I felt wildly alive. I'd survived. And I was hooked. The adrenaline, the endorphins, the dopamine, the rush of survival had its own potent and addictive chemistry. It was bigger than anything I'd ever felt before, and I would chase it for years to come. The message I learned that day was clear. If I pushed myself hard enough, to the point of complete exhaustion and near death, I would come out the other side. I could survive. And surviving, I was beginning to believe, was the most exciting feeling in the world. I'd repeat this pattern throughout my life again and again, thrusting my body into the deep end without a life raft. I'd get cast on reality television and become one of the most formidable contestants of all time. Repeated experiences with trust and betrayal, power and vulnerability, loss of innocence and deceit would haunt me, lurking within the recesses of my subconscious. They would also help me win. Being cast on these shows felt predestined for me. I was really good at surviving. I'd lived through the New Age commune of my childhood and my family's escape. In the aftermath, I'd assimilated into a completely different culture and found a way to claim power in my young female body. And then I took that power and made it work for me, for better or worse. People I'd trust to keep me safe would betray me. I would also at times become the perpetrator, betraying others. I became obsessed with power dynamics, learning to use them in games, crafting for myself a polarizing public persona and a lucrative career. I was the mistress of murder, the duchess of deception, the Black Widow. Life would find a way to force me to remember this feeling from my childhood. It lived in my body, and our bodies always remember what our brains block out. It would take decades of playing out these scenes over and over again in the public arena until I could begin to see them for what they really were. I couldn't understand why I was obsessed with power, craved intensity, and kept creating chaos for myself until I began writing this book. I had